This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we've been exposed to Paul's farewell address to the elders of Ephesus, found in Acts 20:17-21:1, let's do what I call a 4S study of this portion. Spread, sort, structure, and summarize. First, go verse by verse and list any information you find, detail by detail. When you've written these details out, begin sorting them into groups. When I did this, I sorted the information under the following group titles: Paul, the elders from Ephesus, Jesus Christ, and the congregation in Ephesus. Then I began structuring an outline. For example, under Paul, I listed the following points: his manner, his message, and his mission. Under each of these subpoints, I listed information found in Acts 20:17-21:1. This is what I came up with under point 1, his manner. He indicated that he served in their midst with great humility and with tears. Two times he mentions tears, which suggests compassion. It's clear he was a driven man, with goals and determination to fulfill them. He was altruistic, not coveting anyone's silver or gold or clothing. In fact, he reminds the elders, "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak." In other words, he was self-sufficient as he served others, especially the weak. He didn't want any sympathy when severely tested, threatened with hardship, possible imprisonment, or worse. No wonder he accomplished so much in such a short period of time.